Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Nikiski Representative Ben Carpenter, the sponsor of House Bill 175, is hoping that the bill he introduced in mid-April will be heard in the upcoming second regular session, which is set to begin January 18th. The bill was assigned to Community and Regional Affairs and then the Labor and Commerce Committee and reportedly didn't have a single meeting. The bill, which was co-sponsored by 10 other representatives, including Representatives Ron Gillum of Kenai and Sarah Vance of Homer, relates to COVID-19 immunization rights. Carpenter says,
basically, it says that local governments and state governments can't require an individual to undergo medical vaccination against COVID-19. And it also prohibits employers in the private sector from requiring an employee to be vaccinated as a condition of employment. And it also provides kind of the exceptions here that for an employee to not get vaccinated for religious reasons or for medical reasons. The reason that that's important is because the federal government has, and the courts have backed this up. The federal government says that employer does have a right to require vaccination under certain circumstances. And that's what gives the OSHA mandate its leg to stand on, is because the courts have backed that up. But I see that as a states' rights issue. I think that local governments and local people really want to have control over whether they are vaccinated or not. This is an individual choice. I recognize, and I've received a little bit of pushback from some businesses regarding HB 175. Basically, the businesses say, I don't want to be told what I can and can't do by the government. And I completely understand that as a business owner and someone who hires other people. I understand that. But I am making a deliberate decision to side with the individual in this case.
Carpenter explains.
Back in April of this year, of 2021, I recognized that when the federal government finally got around to it, they would be figuring out a way to require vaccination. You know, I was in discussion and talks with the governor and understood that he was not in favor of mandatory vaccinations. And I felt like it was necessary, all the different dynamics of federal programs and strings attached, that the state would set a very clear message, a clear standard for what is required within the state.
For more details, log on to RadioKenai.com. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan introduced the Arctic Focus Act, legislation that aims to ensure investments being made in the Arctic achieve their intended benefits for the United States, including improving America's ability to operate in the Arctic, securing economic opportunities as sea ice recedes and traffic increases, and addressing threats posed by American adversaries. The Coast Guard is tasked with safeguarding U.S. interests in the Arctic.
Pentagon has kind of been delinquent on recognizing the strategic importance, national security, economic security, the people who I happen to represent in Alaska. America is an Arctic nation because of my state. And the Pentagon has been slow to recognize this, slow to recognize the challenges, slow to recognize the national security, economic security dimension.
The Arctic Focus Act provides congressional direction to the Coast Guard to, number one, prioritize Arctic operations over Antarctic deployments, number two, provide sufficient ice-breaking capacity to keep the Northwest Passage open for commerce, national defense, rescue, and recovery operations, number three, homeport one ice-breaking vessel in the Arctic by 2030, and number four, provide persistent presence with at least one major cutter on patrol in the Arctic to execute search and rescue operations, fishery enforcement, pollution response, and support for national defense. The bill also requires the Coast Guard to report to Congress on a plan to achieve these objectives, as well as the ability to conduct a transit of the Northern Sea Route and periodic transits of the Northwest Passage. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.